All right, Shabbos Shalom, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off page Kuf Peites. Page Kuf Peites. So the section titled Hisboninus Yerida Lepratin. Literally contemplation, getting down to the details. So he writes, Bichtei Sha'odam Yigala Es Etzem Ha'ani Shalom. In order for a person to reveal his true inner eye, Alav Lefateach Es Koach Hashiva. Person has to open up the power of thought. Zehu habasis shalakol. Thought is the basis, is the foundation for everything else. Kimuvan, kichol sha'adam zoche yoser, hu nichnas li olama shal Torah, umashkia es iyuna b'torah kedosh, misham hu mitpateach. So, of course, if a person is privileged, he enters into the world of Torah, he invests his effort and diligence into the Torah, and from that, mitpateach, from that ultimately again, he's opened up to a new reality about himself. Aval gam adam sha'adayin lo zacha lilmot, tzarech lakachas dvar mulis ponimot. So this is really important. So what he's saying over here is if a person learns, and also this I think we would all agree with, very few things we could all agree with, this I think we can agree with, part of the beauty of learning Torah, is that learning makes you a more thoughtful and contemplative person. For the simple reason that by definition, learning requires you to think. So the more you learn, very often the more thoughtful and contemplative you are. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way, but very often we find that. The more you learn, the more contemplative you become. But even if a person doesn't learn, or a person doesn't learn a lot, a person still has to go ahead and try to become a thoughtful individual. Tzarech lakachas dvarim lisponim b'hem. When things happen, you have to think about them. Lehisragel, ulehisbonin b'chol davar la'omko. To literally become accustomed to thinking about everything in a deep way. Ma b'diyuk tamun b'chovo. What exactly is embedded? Is that a car thing? Somebody lost the car thing? Okay. Okay, what exactly is hidden? What exactly is the nature of his obligation? Yeshno ma'aser, this is amazing. Yeshno ma'aser shayat mim rosh yeshiva smir, hagon reb chaim shmuel levitz zatzal, kuf pei tes, the middle, the paragraph that begins yeshno. There was an episode that happened with the mir shiva chaim shmuel levitz. Listen to this. Shebao v'sipru lo ma'aser tshraji shekara. They came and they told rosh yeshiva about a tragic situation. Ubachar tsair shavak chayim lechol chay, nifter halach lebeis olamo. A young man had died. A very young man died. Kishesham Reb Chaim es ma'ase hischil livkos. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz heard about this. He began to cry. La'achar shenirga. Then he composed himself. Or actually, after he finished crying, he cried. Nach chamesh dakos, he stopped crying for 5 minutes. Ulachalein hischil shuv livkos, and then he started crying again. Shaul also echad hasovim. So one of the people who was there said to him, "Makara shaharav hischil livkos opam." So one of the students who was there, they didn't understand what happened. They told the Rosh Hashiva what happened. He started crying. Then he composed himself. And then 5 minutes later, he started crying again. So they asked, "Why did you start crying again the second time?" Also, this is so profound. Reb Chaim Hisbir, Kishe sipru li es ha-ma'aseh, Sheploni kipeit es chayiv b'tzira. So, when I was told of this episode that this young boy lost his life in his youth, Chashavti al oviv kamahu solvo rachmanus. The first thing I thought about was his father. I thought about the boy's father, what it means to be a parent, to deal with the loss of a child, what it means to be a parent, to have to go through the rest of your adult life with that gaping hole, with that void in your heart because of the child you lost. Rechmanus, yesh lo ben, v'haben halach lebeis olama b'kitzu yomim. This father had a child, and this child went on to ultimately beis olama, to the afterlife, such a small amount of time. U'kishir gashdi es matzavo shala'av, hiskalti livkos. So when I heard about the news, the first thing I thought about was the father, how the father must have felt. And I began to cry. Bachisi vinirgati keteva ha'adam. I cried and I mourned like a natural reflex. Listen to this. La'achar mikan, afterwards, hiskalti lachshov. I began to think to myself, la'na'ar hazeh gam yesh ima. And then I began to think to myself, but you know, this child also has a mother. Gam hi soveles. She's also suffering. Kisheniskarti b'tzar shela, and when I remembered her suffering, bachisi pa'am nosefes, I began to cry again. So it says, see here, this, the first time Chaim Shlomo cried was for the pain of the father. Then he composed himself, but then he remembered the pain of the mother, and he began crying again. Rak adam misponim, misuga lahagia l'kizu tefisas chaim. Only a person, a thoughtful individual, could come to this level of life understanding. What did the Mir Shiva do? He took an episode, he took a life circumstance, and he contemplated it. So when Rechashon has heard this tragic news, the first thing he begins to contemplate, what does this mean? Who does this impact? Yeshlo Abba, Yeshlo Ima, Yeshlo Achim, Achayos. This boy, he had a father, he had a mother, he had brothers, sisters. Yesh Sabba Savta Mitzad Azeh, Omi Atzad Hashini. He has grandparents, and Nebuch again, not just one set of grandparents, two sets of grandparents who now also have to live with this incredible pain. Kuf Tzadik, Adim Shalom Isbonim. A person who doesn't really think, a person who doesn't really contemplate, so what happens? We're saying this happens all the time. When a person doesn't really think, or a person is not a contemplative individual, so what happens? He hears that Nebuch, somebody died at a young age. Right? What happens? What do most people do? Oh, Nebuch. A person sighs and says, Betach mishu meis. Said davar ma'od mitzaer. Nebuch, so sad, somebody died, such a terrible tragedy, and then what? And then we ultimately move on. Aval, hu lo ma'amik lahavhir la'atzmo, eizet sar kayim kan. But a person doesn't contemplate the extent or the level of the profundity of the pain that is being experienced. Rak adam shalal keach davar. See, you hear what he's saying over here? And this is so true, you know, You think about it, that there are crazy things that happen in the world around us all of the time. And the truth is, why is it that, I guess one of the things that's always amazing me, people sit down and read the paper, while having coffee or eating breakfast. If you think about it, when you read the news, the truth is, you can't eat, you can't drink, because there's so much suffering, there's so much death, there's so much difficulty in the world. So how is it that, reading the paper becomes the most relaxing part of the day for people? Right, what's the
shot? It wasn't always like that. I'm sorry.
What's changed?
I think the
what, the reading the paper?
No, what the content is so much worse.
Oh, I agree. But I'm saying that amplifies the question. I'm saying, I agree. The truth is, again, we have so much more information at our fingertips now. But I think it's because he's describing over here that at the... No, it was an excellent point. It was good. Yeah, the volume was a little bit stark. Let me turn up my hearing aid for a second, though. Right, so the idea, though, what ends up happening is we go ahead and we don't really think about what it is that's happening. So meaning we hear information, and the truth is we ingest information, but we don't contemplate that information. We don't contemplate what that is. It's amazing. Like if you just think about like little things, just one little snippet, like what happened a while ago already now with Boko Haram, where they went ahead and they abducted all of these girls. Like, can you imagine like this notion of just children being abducted from a village? Children being abducted from a village, and like, parents, no idea, absolutely no idea. You have to live with these horrific thoughts that your young daughter is being married off to some whatever. It's crazy. It's absolute craziness. But we just don't really contemplate it. And that's why pretty much we go on with our lives. That's why we get caught up in our own silliness and we get upset about small things that are not really all that important or all that relevant, even though there's a whole world of tragedy unfolding around us, simply because we're not thoughtful about it. We don't think about it. See, so he said, it is a defense mechanism also.
We wouldn't live.
But I don't know if that's true. I'm not sure I actually believe that. I think we tell ourselves that because it's part of the way that we can numb ourselves a little bit to what's happening. But I'm not convinced of that personally. And certainly Mechaber is not convinced of that. He says, Rak Adam Shalokiach Davar Umefarikes Hayadiyah Shashama Legarmin, bless you. If only a person goes ahead and takes something, breaks it down, and tries to understand the causes and the effects, umisponin umaayin al kol chelki adavar, and literally contemplates and looks, tries to understand all the aspects of something, humaschil legalos es koach hamachshavti shebesocho. So remember what he's trying to describe over here. He's trying to explain to us that we have to try to become thoughtful people. What does it mean to become a thoughtful individual? It's actually very interesting. What he's saying is the first step becoming a thoughtful individual is when you hear about something or you experience something, you have to think about, again, what were the causes of that something, and perhaps, just as important, what is the impact of that something? See, you hear a piece of news. What is the impact of that information? What does that mean? Perhaps it means nothing for me directly, but what does it mean to those involved? What does it mean to the world? He says, "V'ein v'az hu dorich b'derech likanis p'nima." And ultimately, it's only if a person goes ahead and becomes a thoughtful individual that he begins the process ultimately of discovering his inner eye. I have to become a thoughtful individual, even regarding things that are not necessarily immediately related to me, in order to be able to truly understand who I am on the inside. I have to stop over here for today. Get a few moments head start to the daf.